377. We thank you, Sister Lily, for ministering to us and helping us to turn our hearts to Jesus. I see we have a trio. It was great hearing Brother Kenny plucking along on the guitar tonight. A trio of instruments, and maybe more are coming. But we have our voices, too, to praise the Lord and thank Him today for his guidance. God leads us along. 377.
Oh,
Psalm 48, 9, to the end of the chapter. The word of the Lord. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Number her towers. Consider well her ramparts. Go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us forever. I heard Sister Lily playing number 363. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. It's a pilgrim song. Guide me. Wonderful prayer. You can choose. I see it's on the facing pages there. 363 and 364. Same words, different melody. We'll leave it up to you. Okay, I think that's the first one. Let's stand and sing it. 363. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing waters flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through.
Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield.
Strong deliverer,
songs of praises I will ever give to thee.
Songs of praises I will ever give to thee.
Oh, hallelujah. Our everlasting praise. Here, Lord, it begins tonight, Lord, praising your name forever and ever. This God is our God, our guide unto death. Hallelujah. Our God, our guide unto death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp my hand in thine, nor ever murmur or repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis thy hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Now let's be seated. Praise the Lord. And turn to number 373 yet. We're on a roll with this subject. Praise the Lord. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. 373.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faileth not. Zephaniah 3:5. He who hath led will lead all through the wilderness. He who hath fed will feed. He who hath blessed will bless. He who hath heard thy cry will never close his ear. He who hath marked thy faintest sigh will not forget thy tear. He loveth always, faileth never, so rest on him today forever. He who hath made thee whole will heal thee day by day. He who hath spoken to thy soul hath many things to say. He who hath gently taught, yet more will make thee know. He who so wondrously hath wrought, yet greater things will show. He loveth always, faileth never, so rest on him today forever. He who hath made thee nigh will draw thee nearer still. He who hath given the first supply will satisfy and fill. He who hath given thee grace, yet more and more will send. He who hath set thee in the race will speed thee to the end. He loveth always, faileth never, so rest on him today forever. He who hath won thy heart will keep it true and free. He who hath shown thee what thou art will show himself to thee. He who hath bid thee live and made thy life his own, life more abundantly will give, and keep it his alone. He loveth always, faileth never, so rest on him today forever. Then trust him for today as thine unfailing friend, and let him lead thee all the way who loveth to the end, and let the morrow rest in his beloved hand. His good is better than our best, as we shall understand, if, trusting him who faileth never, we rest on him today forever. Amen. This was a treasure that we came across when we put this book together a few years ago. Well, it was in a book called Daily Melodies for the King's Minstrels by Havergal. But it was the first time, I think, that I had seen that, and it became my favorite, I believe, in the book. So rest on him today forever. God is faithful, and he is able. He's able for all of your need. Jesus is able to save to the uttermost all who come to God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. This is My Father's World, number 58, right? Yeah. sing one more? One more. It's in those white books. It's number 4. Like a shepherd, tender, true, Jesus leads.
Like a shepherd, tender, true, Jesus leads, Jesus leads. Daily finds us pastures new, Jesus leads, Jesus leads. If thick mists are o'er the way, o'er the flock mid danger feeds, he will watch them lest they stray. Jesus leads, Jesus leads. All along life's rugged road, Jesus leads, Jesus leads, till we reach yon blessed abode. Jesus leads, Jesus leads, all the way before he's trod, and he now the flock precedes, safe into the fold of God. Jesus leads, Jesus leads. Through the sunlit rays of life, Jesus leads, Jesus leads. Through the moorings and the strife, Jesus leads, Jesus leads. When we
wonderful Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this beautiful day that he gave us. I know being out in the sun makes us a little tired, doesn't it? But tonight, Jesus is here to refresh us. I know that he speaks to us from his word. Your song said he speaks to me everywhere. I hear him pass in the rustling grass. It says, he speaks to me everywhere. Oh, for a listening ear to hear the Lord, to want to hear him, and then to hear his voice, and with a mind to do what he says. That's important, isn't it? When we hear, we must be doers of the word, not hearers only. And then he gives us further direction, and he leads and guides us, because he doesn't mean for us to go astray. No, not at all. He's a faithful guide. And so we can just put our hand in his and trust in him. Sometimes we don't know. We're looking for guidance about something specific, and we don't always maybe get a clear answer. But the important thing is to just strive to please Jesus every day. Live for him. Walk with the Lord, as it says, in the light of his word. What a glory he sheds on our way. And we do his will as far as we know it. And, you know, God's not wanting us to go astray. He's not going to let you go astray if you really look to him and love him and have a heart that wants to please him. He's going to lead and guide you. Praise the Lord.